With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump has been declared the winner of Nevada's presidential race. That happened early this morning. It adds six more electoral votes to his margin of victory over Kamala Harris. Democrat Jackie Rosen won re-election in that state to her U.S. Senate seat, fending off a challenge from Republican Sam Brown. The nation's leading pro-business group says it worked hard to help secure the GOP victory.
We did it with door knocking, phone calls, mail, what have you. And the issues that resonated that we were talking about are the ones that moved the election. They were inflation, the cost of living, Bidenomics failing people.
That's Akash Choguli with Americans for Prosperity. He says his group helped Republicans win by going door to door and explaining to average Americans how conservative principles could translate into a stronger economy.
You know, the lack of border security, disappointing people and creating safety hazards for people. And I think this general sort of progressive elitism that was just frustrating the American people, and they were desperately looking for answers.
Choguli was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has canceled any remaining court deadlines. That's after prosecutors said they need more time to assess the appropriate course moving forward in the wake of this week's election. Some Democrat lawmakers would like to replace a liberal Supreme Court justice before President Biden leaves office. More details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Worried about a 6-3 conservative court becoming even more conservative during a second Trump term, some Democrats in Congress want to act fast. One scenario is convincing Justice Sonia Sotomayor to resign. She's the oldest liberal on the high court and has some health issues. But Politico reports it's viewed as an extremely risky plan with little time to carry it out before Inauguration Day on January 20th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A battle over free speech is taking place at one Virginia school. Here's Michael Harrington.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics has taken effect in England and Wales. However, it leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently would be breaking that law. The statute bars protest within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to, quote, intentionally influence the decision of a woman seeking an abortion. This is SRN News. State police have destroyed tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico.
Authorities say dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a noncompliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company was accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements.
That is Jeremy House reporting. The government's Highway Safety Agency says Tesla is telling drivers in public statements its vehicles can drive themselves. That conflicts with owners' manuals that say the vehicles need human supervision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent with the instructions given to drivers. More of these stories at srnnews.com.